Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Jennifer Urizio. She's a master intuitive, author, teacher, and speaker. She founded her business in 2004 in response to her intuitive senses and ability to help others feel better about themselves, both holistically and naturally, working closely with them to generate a feeling of strength and well-being. She specializes in helping people connect to themselves, to each other, and to the divine. She founded a new paradigm, Soul Language, which provides guidance for understanding our true nature and tools for accessing deeper levels of awareness. The new insight into how the soul expresses itself is being embraced by top healers, lifestyle coaches, and CEOs all over the world as a method for helping people recognize their purpose and live from a place of power and truth. Her modalities of strength include soul language, essential oils, therapeutic kinesiology, and pranic healing, among others. Through her programs, such as the Soul Language Identification and the Spiritual Renegade platform, she gives individuals tangible tools they can use in their lives every day to help live with integrity, authenticity, and prosperity. Jennifer has published an affirmation card deck with Karen Frost Olmsted called Keys of Grace and had two books published, Soul Language, Consciously Connecting with Your Soul for Success, and A Little Book of Prayers. Her expertise has been profiled in SheFinds.com, Courier Post, The Beauty Bible, Tut.com, AnnaPerLiving.com, and she's been interviewed by H. Les Brown for News for the Soul and Officio Radio, and she's been published and has conducted over 100 interviews and articles all over the world. To find out more about Jennifer or to connect with her, go to her website, which is on the World Wide Web. It's simply soullanguage.us. And so let me welcome Jennifer. Jennifer, once again, how are you tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for a beautiful, warm welcome. I'm so excited.
Oh, well, it's always a joy to have you. I really enjoy our times together. And tonight, folks, before we take calls, we're going to be talking about creating a relationship with the divine, which is one of Jennifer's specialties in working with people. And so I think you'll enjoy our discussion. First of all, let's start off by talking about what the divine is.
I love that. I mean, you know, it's a really good question. I think it's such a personal question. You know, some people call that spirit, some people call that God, some people call that mother, some people call it Holy Father, you know, some people call it a rock. It doesn't matter. It's that part that is bigger than you but still of you. It's that part that is of infinite possibility, that part that is never been hurt, never will be hurt. And it's also, for me, divine is that higher power, that connection to something that is intangible and undescribable. But in my seat of my soul, I know that there's something more out there than just us on this little blue marble, right? And so that's, to me, what the divine is. And I think it's really important that people have that personal relationship. You know, when I talk to clients, I'll go, okay, so what do you call your higher power? Universe, tree, Bob. I had a client called Bob. You know, God, what do you call that? And they're like, sometimes I call it universe. Sometimes I call it spirit. I'm like, okay. Like, that's all great, but you need to understand what name you connect to. This is a personal relationship. It's a collaboration. So if you were going to have a personal relationship with me and you were like one moment calling me Jennifer and the next calling me Joe, it would be very inconsistent. So it's really important that people actually have that relationship, and they actually also, you know, clear up any of their upbringing that has dampened that relationship or has made it something that it's just not. You can define it any way you want.
Well, I think that's an important point, because we all carry a lot of baggage, and that can get in the way with connecting with spirit. And, I mean, we're made of so many parts, essentially mind, heart, body, and soul. And if any of those parts is out of whack, the whole balance is askew. And so it is important. It's not an easy road, is it? We need to.
We
have work to do,
practice,
folks.
Yeah. You know, spiritual practice and choosing to be conscious, which I consider spiritual practice, it's not for the faint of heart. It's. You know, you have to make a choice to feel connected. You're always connected, but you have to make that choice, and you have to be willing to discover and understand that there's divinity in everything. And, you know, I always say that, you know, your worst relationship in your life is really your relationship, is an example of your relationship with the divinity, like what's lacking. So, you know, that relationship that drives you crazy or that relationship that makes you frustrated, that's where the holes are in your relationship with the divine. I mean, those are the missing parts. It's not with the best relationship, right? It's where you view someone else that's not, like, they're not whole and complete. That's where you get to work on divinity right there, because that's showing you where you feel lack and when you're out of the consciousness of love. And listen, we all are, and it's always a growing process, and it's always, you know, something that we can deepen in. And it's supposed to be fun, and I think a lot of us forget that it's supposed to be fun.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I believe that's what life is meant to be about, and that's what God, I mean, I call my higher power God. It's just the name that's always resonated for me, and I love the way you talk about making it personal and whatever that you can best relate to, and being consistent with that too. And I've lost my point already.
No, I think you made it perfectly. You know, and it is about being consistent, right? You know,
yeah.
And it's also noticing what kind of relationship with the divine is. I think, you know, and I call that God too. And I didn't always. I called it master planner for a while. I don't know where I came up with that. But, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, God. I was like, oh, look, something's changed. You know, but so often we treat that relationship with divinity like Santa Claus, you know. We're either on the naughty or nice list, or the white knight in shining armor. Oh, God, please save me, right? Like, you know, those are all kind of weird codependent relationships with the universal goo. You are divinity. What runs in that higher power, that thing out there that's intangible, runs in you. And I think so often we're in this relationship that we've overlaid with our first relationships, which is our parental relationships. So, you know, it can be a little bit askew. You have to decide what kind of relationship you want and then be committed to holding up your end of the bargain, because divinity responds to you, right? If you ask the divine to go left, it will go left. And if you ask it to go right, it will go right. You know, that energy wants you to be happy. It's not there making decisions based on your behalf. You know, it always does have a bigger outlook and a bigger view, because it just holds the infinite. But it's not ever going to withhold, because that divinity has made a decision for you.
Well, just like the divine, we're all creative beings, and we have choices each step of the way to make, which can expand our creativity or decrease it. How would you suggest going about creating a relationship with the divine for somebody that is feeling lost and out of kilter?
I think the first thing is really to sit down and really have like I would call it a come to Jesus or a come to Jen meeting with yourself, you know, because I'm Jen, and say, you know, okay, so what do I really want? What do I want out of this relationship with the divine? Where am I not being generous with myself in that relationship? What am I asking, whether it's conscious or unconscious, of that divinity? And what am I holding against it? Meaning, you know, what kind of pain am I still holding on to? What kind of, you know, betrayal am I still believing that, you know, God did this or God did that? And start healing those open wounds so you can have a relationship with the divine. And I would also play with it. I love to play with divinity. Like, okay, you know, I'm a warrior, so I kind of put, okay, God, here's what I want to happen like. And it's not like, bring me 16 million clients. It's something that I don't have any attachment to in a big way, so that I can just go, oh, if it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean I'm unworthy. It, you know, it just means that it might have been happening and I just turned the other way for a moment. You know, and it's as simple as, you know, I have this practice where I did this meditation where I saw those little powder puffs of dandelions go out into the world and come back to me tenfold. And I see those little puff things in places where there is no dandelion to be found. I see them on highways just floating by me. I see them, you know, float down from the sky on my deck where there's no dandelions in sight. And I know for a fact that that's divinity going, hey, just wanted to remind you, where, you know, I'm here. That kind of thing. I think it's, you know, play with it. There's a great book called E Square, and it's actually kind of lab experiments to do with divinity, so you can have that experience of knowing that divinity is here. And I think that's what you get to do. I think you get to kind of make it playful and have this experimental process with divinity, so you can go, okay, great. So we set that rule up, and this is, you know, this is how I view you. So it can become a personal relationship, and you can start healing those wounds that you hold on to that aren't serving you.
Well, just to let the recent callers know, we're having a discussion before we take calls. We're talking about creating a relationship with the divine. I liked what you were saying about going to the divine with things that we don't have attachments to, because, you know, quite frankly, God doesn't understand attachments, and attachments don't make us happy, even if we think they do. To be human, it seems to be attached to outer conditions, and to be a spiritual being, we need to go within.
Yeah. You know, I mean, This is your life. This is your game. This is your creative endeavors. You get to create it the way you want. And so often I think we're creating based on some pattern or some belief or some experience. You know, sometimes my process is very simple. Is this thought, experience, pattern going to bring me closer to the consciousness of love, or is it bringing me farther away? And that's easy to make a lot of decisions based on that. And so, you know, this is a practice, and this is, you know, it's a lifelong kind of endeavor. My relationship with divinity is always growing deeper because I'm always kind of connecting and working on it and asking questions and listening and being in that presence and feeling that presence within me. So, you know, I think that so often we want the magic pill. You'll have demonstrations when you redefine your relationship with the divine, but it's not nothing. There's really no magic pill. There's no instant star. There's so many things that happen in the unseen that people don't see. And I want everyone to remind themselves that this is an ongoing process. And, you know, I think sometimes when we don't get that instant gratification, we give up. And just before that flower is ready to, you know, poke out of the dirt. And so I think it's important that everyone know that it's an ongoing practice.
That's really an important point, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I would suggest, we've got quite a few callers now, I would suggest that we go to the phone lines, and if we have time, we can talk some more about this later on. How does that sound?
I love that.
Okay. I've talked to four of the callers, and the other people I'll identify by area code if we can get to you. Again, we're talking with Jennifer Urizio today, and her website is on the World Wide Web at soullanguage.us, and you can go there and see what her services are and read all about her. But she has been a regular guest on my show, and we'll be back again next year. So Rose is our first caller, and Rose, you're live.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rose. What's your question?
Well, I'm calling. My question is about work. I've been looking for work, and I'm wondering if you see me finding a job in the near future.
So, you know, Rose, with deep love, do you see you finding a job in the near future? Because it really doesn't matter what I see. It matters what you see.
Mm-hmm.
You control that. So I can say, of course I do, because I do see it,
mm-hmm.
right? But I'm not making all of those choices that lead to that opportunity or not.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want out of a job?
Oh, I know what I want out of a job, but I'm hopeful that something will come through soon. I've been applying for various jobs, and I just wanted your input on that.
So what prayer are you setting forth to the universe each day about receiving a job that's perfect for you?
Oh, I do speak to the universe, and I do ask for assistance, and I want the right job for me where I'll be happy, and it'll just be a perfect fit.
Then that's exactly what you're going to get. You know, it's just there's sometimes there, you know, I know that sometimes the process seems so long. You know, my boyfriend was looking for a job. He had a barber shop, and that kind of fell through. And so he was really looking for something to sink his teeth into. And, you know, we sat down and we wrote a prayer, and he read it a couple times, and a couple weeks later, he's like, I don't even know how this thing came about. It's in the middle of nowhere, and it's so cool, and now he's got this amazing, blossoming career. And I think that the thing that supported him and supported us in that process was like, okay, I've done everything I can. Now I'm going to hand it over to God and know that my part of that is just focusing on it's going to happen. It's going to happen today. And really being in that energy, I think that's really important for you. And, yeah, I think that kind of the – I see the old movie, The Book Around the Corner. The job is just around the corner for you. So good luck.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anything
Rose,
else about it?
No.
I said thank
you. Yeah, that's about it. I'm sorry, there's just no more.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome. You know, I think that one thing that you talked about that really resonated for me was how important it is for us to hold the knowing, that it's more than a matter of hoping or wishing, that we really need to be in touch with our faith that all is well and that our dreams can and do come true.
Yeah, it's like a declaration, right? It's like putting that stake in the ground and going, this is it. And I'm going
right.
to release anything in conflict with, you know, that truth. You know, because
right.
it's ask and it is given. I mean, that's the law of the universe. What, you know, that law doesn't tell you is that, you know, if you keep asking with one voice and then in the next voice going, but, you know, there's no jobs around, and I keep, like, you know, or, you know, I'm never going to find somebody I love because, you know, he's not out there and, you know, it's impossible and I've had bad relationships. Well, the stake that you're putting in the ground is much more towards not receiving your great love. You know, the divine can only provide you with what you can receive. So, you know, it can be knocking on your door with, like, the most perfect individual for you, but if you're not willing to open that door, then it's hard for the divine to give you what you want. And that's a hard lesson for me to learn. So, you know, it's a hard lesson to kind of practice. And once you go, okay, let's widen open our receiving, let's do it, really fun stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah. How true. Well, our next caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you, Kimberly?
Great, great. I wanted to say, first of all, that I love the conversation about the relationship with God and the phrase when you spoke about how you have a relationship with God and how relationships really teach you about the divinity.
Mm.
Because I was in a codependent relationship, and I'm healing from it now. And I just had a conversation with God about thank you about certain things, because I wasn't as persistent with my relationship with God. So I guess my question is going to be, am I on the right path when it comes to healing from this relationship?
So that's such a unique question. And, you know, because most of the people, when they go, are they on the right path, they never really talk about healing, Kimberly. So it's such a unique question. So, and first of all, I love the sound of your voice, which is so cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Do you feel better, Kimberly?
I do.
Then you
God,
are
I
on
do.
The right path.
Okay.
Right? Here's the thing. We never go backwards. Even if it's just 1 centimeter ahead, we're always moving forward. And just even the way you talk about it, even the way energy around it, even that the feeling around it. First of all, Kimberly, there's no victim energy in what you're talking about.
Thank you.
There's no victim energy coming from you. So right there, you're so freaking ahead of the game. Right? Because now in every new relationship you're going to go into, you're stronger.
Right.
So, yeah, you're amazing, you know, movement forward. And you know, my recommendation for you is also, you know, really write down for yourself the rules of Kimberly. And not, and I mean that as not as in these are my rules, and no, but as in, okay, here's what I insist on in relationships. So one of my rules is I insist on profound respect. You know, and I think that one of the things I love, just one of the many things I love about Warner is, you know, we'll do something little for each other. And he'll go, oh, my God, thank you. And I go, oh, my God, thank you. And he'll go, you don't have to thank me. I go, honey, it's our thing. Because, and he'll do the same for me. It's the thank you, please. You know, that's profound respect, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, you know, being present with each other. So that's one of my rules across the board with relationships. And sometimes I'm really great at it, and sometimes I'm, you know, not so great about it. But I know that it's something that that's of value to me. So I would start writing down your rules so you know as you move into new relationships, because there's a lot of new relationships coming, that you go, oh, this fulfills that rule. Or
okay,
this doesn't, do I need to say something for myself here? But you're so on the path, and I know how much courage that took. So I just, you know, it sounds frivolous, but congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And it's not frivolous. I appreciate
Good.
That.
Yeah, it's really, like, I can feel myself getting choked up. It, you know, it's, yeah, it took a lot, meaning it took a lot of courage and it took a lot of commitment and, it, you know, it took a lot of looking at things that were hard to look at and, you know, right, and doing some things that were just scary for yourself. And no other, you'll never have that same relationship like that ever again.
Great. Wonderful. Thank God.
Yes. Well, thank you, right? I mean, God just provided you the opportunity. You did all the work.
Right.
So, again, just amazing. And thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate talking to you tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. I love the conversation. That's right down my alley. Thank you.
Yay.
All right, Kimberly. God bless.
God bless you, too. Thanks. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Our next caller is Sophia, and Sophia, you're live.
Hello, Sophia.
Sophia, have you pressed your mute button by any chance? We'll give you a minute to double check that, because I did talk to her before. Well, Sophia, we'll come back to you, but for whatever reason, we're not hearing your voice. All right, I'm going to move on to area code 770. Area code 770, you're live. What is your name, please? Huh, I wonder if we're having some technical difficulties.
Oh, no. Kimmy,
area code 770.
Blew everyone out of the water.
No, I've got all these people in the queue. Let's see if we can connect with Kimberly again as a test. Kimberly, are you there?
Yep, I'm still here listening.
All right, well.
Okay, well, you're working. Well, I don't know what's going on with these other lines. Thank you for affirming that, hon.
You're welcome.
Area code 770, what is your name, please? Is your mute button pushed? You're live. Okay, we'll try somebody else. Area code 216, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yay!
Hi,
Cleveland's on the
phone. What's your name?
Desmond. Are you from Cleveland?
Well, 216 area code is from Cleveland, right?
Right. Are you from Cleveland?
No, I just I used to make a lot of calls for a living, so I
know. Oh, okay.
How can I support you tonight?
My name is Desmond, and I want to know what do I have to prepare for then now and early next year or get ready for or look forward to.
Okay, so that's such a huge question. So when you say what do you have to prepare for, you know, what area are you talking about? Like, what vision do you want to make?
Change, like maybe move, probably like moving.
Well, I think, you know, for you, when it comes to kind of moving, I think it feels like there's a lot of loose ends currently where you need to close up. Meaning, you know, you kind of need to, it's almost like closing down a garden, you know, from summer to fall. What bulbs do you have to uproot? What new seeds do you have to plant? It's almost like that move can't happen unless you kind of go, okay, let's do it in your head, and then start to, you know, close down certain things and put out opportunities or seeds in other areas. I don't know if you've ever considered moving to the West Coast, but I think that you would really prosper there, and I think you'd be able to create some strong foundations out west.
Yeah, that's interesting because I was in San Diego late August, and I was there again in April. So I like it was so nice, especially being by the water. So that's interesting you say that.
Yeah, so, you know, just start to go, okay, I'm ready, and start to really, you know, focus on what it would be like to wake up in San Diego every day and what kind of employment you want, who you want to work for, what your neighbors look like or feel like, and really start to then be led to opportunities.
Okay.
So that's the way I would prepare for the move, by setting those wheels in motion for you.
All right. Okay. Definitely keep that in mind.
Definitely. Anything else?
That's it. That's it. I'm pretty
sure
once that happens.
We hope to get a postcard from you from San Diego.
Okay.
Desmond, best wishes to you, okay?
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night. All right, I'm going to try Sophia again. Sophia, make sure your mute button is turned off, and I'm coming to you now. Sophia, can you hear me?
Oh,
she's still listening.
Oh, I just
Hello?
Heard her.
There
Hi.
You go.
Hi.
Hi, welcome. How can
Thank
I support you.
You
tonight?
The question I have tonight is in reference to starting my own business on the side, transitioning out of corporate America. Can you give me some insight into that?
Well, what type of business are you thinking about starting?
I'm more along the lines of coaching.
Okay. So here's the first thing. One, you get to make a decision that even though you're in corporate America, that the coaching business is not going to be a side business. And I would actually start an exit strategy for yourself. So I would put the universe on notice and go, okay, in 6 months, here's what I need to quit my job. And then I would ask yourself, what do you get to be and do every day to receive that practice of coaching that you want? A couple of sides on the coaching kind of business. Be really clear for yourself and others what kind of coach you are. So often people go, well, I'm a, you know, what's the name of it? A life coach. Nobody knows what that means. You know, you have a direct message for your audience. So being really clear about what that is for yourself. And so when you start to go outside and start to network, and I would network, I would do once a month networking, it feels like early morning networking for yourself as you're still in corporate America. You know, go to a BMI kind of thing and really show up there as your business rather than as corporate America, and start to really stake your claim in receiving clients and be really clear with yourself and others what you offer in the realm of coaching. Does that make sense, Sophia?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, it's really, you know, I think since so many of my clients are master healers and coaches, I think that so often, you know, they want to serve so many people. And you have a specific core group, right? My group, my people are spiritual renegades. They're master healers. They're people with big movements. They want to transform their world. They are multi-talented. I think where they fall down is really understanding their sacred purpose and communicating that rather than communicating their delivery system. So often coaches communicate their delivery system. I do soul language. That's the delivery system. That's not my purpose. My purpose is to alleviate suffering through connection. I'm always going to bring people back to that connection and to go deeper, whether it's connecting to their business, connecting to their personal soul, or connecting to the divine. So you really need, and what's so great is you're getting a paid education, right? You're getting paid to create your business because you're still in corporate America. So be really clear with yourself about what kind of coaching you offer. And the last part, which just flipped out of my head, but let me see if I could grab it again. Oh, it just went away. Really allow yourself the... Oh, there it is. Thank you. You know, bring all of those skills that you've done in corporate America into your coaching practice. I spent 17 years in marketing PR. I talk in sound bites. I think in sound bites. I help my clients talk in sound bites, right? For years, I denied that. And once I accepted it, one of the great sessions I do is called the Secret Sauce Session, where we find out what a person's, you know, secret sauce is for their business. So really bring in all of those talents that you've been utilizing in corporate America into your coaching business, because you're already being a great coach. Now you just get to be paid for it, you know, through your own means rather than, you know, a W-2. So I hope that supports you.
It does.
And that was a lot of information. I felt like a motor mouth right there.
Very useful, though. Thank you so
good.
Much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Sophia. And, you know, if you want to listen to this again, if you want to hear what Jennifer has said, you can check the podcast. It'll be ready about 10 minutes after the show is over.
I will. Thank you.
Fine.
Okay, honey. You take good care, and God bless.
I'm so glad she got through.
Yes. Okay, area code 301, you are live. What is your name, please?
Hello there, my name is Diamond. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
you're
Diamond,
welcome.
You're welcome.
How can we support you?
I'm calling about a prospect for me. I met a man about 2 months ago. We talked for a little while, and then I guess he got busy, and I haven't heard from him in over a month. His initials are JD. I was wondering if you see us connecting again.
Okay.
I definitely felt a strong connection to him.
Okay, so, I'm sorry, what was your first name again?
Diamond.
Okay. Diamond, and everybody out there looking for a mate, please hear this. Please hear this. And know that it comes not just from intuitive abilities, but it comes from someone who has gone through those ropes, okay?
Okay.
Who cares if you had a great connection? If he hasn't called in a month, you get to let him go and you get to find someone and attract someone who is going to be loving and call you even if they're crazy busy, who is going to, not in a weird way, but pursue you, Diamond. You deserve that. So often in dating, women give up their freaking power. Like, you get to choose. And you know what's really weird, Diamond? So many of us have so many connections. And I think so often when it's a male-female connection, we immediately go into romance. But your souls could have been doing this dance for centuries. And you might just recognize that soul. There is a perfect man out there, and this perfect man is going to knock on your door and call you and shatter you with love. Like, you deserve something amazing. And if JD hasn't called in over a month because he's busy, guess what? He doesn't deserve you. So that's my take on it. I hope that was helpful. I know that kind of information is just, nobody wants to hear that, but you deserve to, like, I think the moment that Warner and I really clicked was the moment that I was in my kitchen going, well, you know, I don't even know. He wants to go on a date, and he's just calling me, and I find it annoying, and he calls, and as I'm saying this, God is saying, you know, you get to choose. And he calls, and he goes, so do you want to go on the second date? I was like, oh, he's like, listen, you don't have to. And I thought, oh, my God, I get to make the choice. And I am just not making the choice here. Go ahead.
That's an interesting perspective. I've been single for 6 years, and many gentlemen have come my way, none of which I feel are a suitable mate for me. So when you say I get to choose, yeah, out of the ones who come, but I haven't found many who I would say yes to.
Okay,
so when one comes along that does, I'm just inquiring.
Let's do something different this time. You want to try something?
What's that?
When you get off the phone, I want you to sit down in a lovely meditated state, and I want you to have a soul-to-soul conversation with your potential partner. Not JD, just your potential partner.
Mm-hmm.
And say, okay, I'm ready. Are you ready? And what do I have to do or be, meaning activate, be the consciousness, to align with you? Because the way I found Warner was I finally agreed, and I wanted a mate so bad. I finally went, I'm going to be whole and complete whether I have this mate or not.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you, and I have been whole and complete for a while.
Good.
That's the way I feel.
Then I would sit down and have a soul-to-soul conversation. JD feels like he feels – that's a very funny image. Okay, so he feels like the flavor of ice cream that's yours, but not the brand of ice cream that's yours.
Hmm.
So it was just an indication of, yeah, you're there, and this one's not quite the one yet. Now, he might come back in the picture and be in the energetically a totally different person, but it was just a sampling of for you to really see what was possible. And then the next one's going to be even juicier.
Okay.
Good luck.
Bye-bye. I will go with that. Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Diamond.
Thank you.
Well, it's interesting. Most of the calls that I get for people that I have as guests on the shows have to do with relationships and career. And that seems to be the case again tonight. And I am going to come back to your area code 770 in just a minute. But, you know, what you were saying really makes sense to me. We need to open ourselves to somebody that I liked what you were saying about respect. I think that's so important in a relationship. And for someone not to be in contact in a month is not a sign of respect.
No, it's really not. And, you know, I mean, listen, we all have times where we get busy, right? You know, and, you know, with Warner's new job, he is working these crazy hours. And he'll text me or call me and go, honey, I am so sorry I haven't touched base with you all day long, but it's been crazy, you know. And I'm like, I totally understand, you know. And he knows that if that's going to be longer, that's not cool with me, right? And so, you know, there is that respect. There is that, you know, treating a person with just with normal decency, right? You know, if I was really interested in a person, I wouldn't wait a month to talk to them, right? The thought of not talking to one or for a month is just heartbreaking for me, right? And so, or not even talking to my best friend for a month, not even texting, right? It's just, it's really allowing that, okay, so, wow, that was a great experience. I like more of that, but I like more of that to stick. And, you know, I so often when I was younger, you know, I would you know, pick out my tarot card deck and ask the same question 100 times and get the same answer and not like it. And it, until I realized, like, getting the answer is not going to make me feel safe. You know, safety's inside, and then I have to decide what I want to do, what how I want to choose to create. And that's really powerful, because then you're actually creating your life instead of looking outside of you for answers.
Right. Okay, let's try area code 770 again. You are live. Can I have your name, please? Area code 770, are you muted? Well, that's interesting, because they've been listening this whole time.
Well, you know, they could always email me a question if they want.
Yeah.
Just put 770 in the subject.
Yeah, go to the worldwidewebsoullanguage.us and you can get in touch with Jennifer that way if you're feeling shy about talking on the air. That's understandable. And sometimes people just go into the queue when they don't really want to talk. For whatever reason, the studio puts them in the queue. So I didn't mean to put you on the spot. But thank you for listening to the show tonight. Is there any? Oh, there's somebody, a different caller. Okay, let's try 650.
Yes,
what,
hi,
what's
David.
Your first name? Hi.
Hi, this is Miranda.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
Yeah. Hi, I wanted to catch your show, but I got sidetracked and just tuned in and heard that your other caller wasn't picking up, so I said, let me chime in and see if I can get a meeting.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you are.
Well, here I am. So I'm not sure quite what you do, Jennifer. Whatever you pick up, I'd appreciate getting any messages. Or do you want a specific question? How does it work?
Yeah, let's start with a specific question. I mean, I'm a master intuitive. You know,
okay.
I use intuitive abilities to raise consciousness. So, you know, I just see a wheel that keeps spinning and spinning. So
why don't
you pick the question?
Okay, sure. Yes, I'm looking to move. I desperately want to move and purchase a home that just resonates with me. The home I'm currently living in is just a little too cramped. I'm wondering what you see around that. When do you see me finding my new home and making the move?
So traditionally, intuitives are really bad at time.
I know very few intuitives
that are good with time.
Right.
And the reason why, everyone, so you know why, is because there's so many free choices that impact that timeline that we don't know all those free choices that people are going to make. That being said, it looks like six to 12 months. The red flag on the play of this discussion is the word desperately.
Okay.
Right? So because that energy is coming from a place of, it's not lack, but almost such constriction that there's not enough energy for you to move or be in alignment with what the universe is working for you. So,
well, maybe that was a poor choice of words, because normally I'm like, I don't like it. I will be honest, but I won't say I'm desperate. I'm thankful for a roof above my head. I show gratitude every day that thank you for, you know, I have a home, because obviously with so much going, the chaos in the world and people losing their homes out of fires or hurricanes or what have you, it just really, you know, you feel for them, and you just feel blessed that, hey, I have a home. And
beautiful.
So that I do feel that that's my dominant energy. I just think that just you caught me at a moment where I just sort of said something that I normally don't say.
Good. That's good to know. So
yeah.
I think it's 6 to 12 months. The information here is to – you got to start planning for the new home, meaning, you know, when I moved, and I moved one house over, Miranda, I made the decision in one day to move. And I always know when I'm going to move because the bugs start, like, I start seeing weird bugs in the house, right? So I'm like, okay.
I hear you.
Right?
Yes.
That's the signal.
Yes.
But I made that decision.
I have that bug, trust me.
Right? And when the bugs are, you know, when the universe wants to get your attention, they'll send the bugs, not a tree, because the tree will scare you. But so I think it's really allowing yourself truly to be led, you know, and really come into your heart and really allow that almost to lead you so fiercely that you say and do things that you're not even aware that you're doing it or saying it before until it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I made that decision to move. The house that I'm living now, the landlord was outside shoveling snow. It was like November. And, you know, before I knew it, I'm in my stocking feet in the cold outside going, I love your house. And if anyone decides to move, will you let me know?
Uh-huh,
he's like,
uh-huh.
Okay, crazy lady. And 1 week later, she was moving. And I was looking at that apartment in 12 days.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Right? And I think that's because, you know, I made the decision such firmly. And there's a sense that there's a sense of being grateful for what you have and even more grateful for what is coming.
What is to come, yes.
Right? And putting that energy there. And almost like, buying, you know, a trinket or two for the new house. You know,
I do that. Trust me, I've done that in the past. Yes, and I do. I visualize. I dream. I daydream. I've even made a list of the things I want. Like,
perfect. It's coming. So 6 to 12 months.
I feel like I'm doing all of that. So
perfect.
Just,
there's
like,
just some things that need to, like. It's almost like there's other humans that have to get out of the way.
I guess.
Before, right? You can get into that new. New house, meaning, you know, somebody on their side needs to get a new job, and, you know, so it's just a matter of keep going on the road, and you'll be in the new house before you know it.
Yeah, because I feel like I'm doing my part. I've sent the intention, I've set the intention, I've put my energy on it, so I'm just waiting, you know, I'm just waiting
to
show up. Yeah.
Good luck. I can't wait to see and hear about the new house.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, David. Thank you.
You're welcome, Miranda. And thank you for calling.
You sure? Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Yeah, you do the same. I loved what you were saying, Jennifer, about being grateful for what you have and even more grateful for what the future may bring your way. I believe that gratitude is the key to open the door to all of the blessings that we would ever wish to be showered down upon us.
Yeah. And knowing, for me, knowing, you know, even in the new house or the old house, I'm still whole and complete, and that the new house is just a representation of my wholeness and completeness. It's not part, or it's not who my essential nature is. My essential nature is unchanging.
Right. Again, that kind of refers to that attachment sort of thing, letting go of that. Yeah.
Yeah, attachment is that we could do a whole, you know, 6-hour show on attachment.
Yes, we could. We could, and how that interferes with the law of attraction.
Anyone else?
Well, is there
David?
Anything else you'd like to talk about today? We have just a couple of minutes left.
I think that, you know, I think one of the main things I really hit home so often is, you know, that we all need that support and we all need someone to ask those new questions, because sometimes our manifestation process is just off because we keep asking the same question of the divine. And, you know, there's nothing blocked in any of one of us. It's just about making new choices and, you know, coming from a place of consciousness of knowing you're whole and complete. And it's really about, you know, okay, so How can I tap into the divinity inside of me? How can I use the divinity at my kind of grasp to create what I want? You know, so often I think we give, and you can't give your power away, but we focus our creative power outside of us to create rather than inside. And inside is where it's all happening inside. And then it manifests on the external. So when all else fails, you know, rearrange the inside.
That sounds like a good place to stop.
And David, again, thank you so much. It's so such an honor to talk to you and such an honor to be a part of this show. And I always have a
Aww.
Great time doing it. So thank you.
Thank you. I feel the same way. God bless you, honey.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Okay, I'll do that. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.